Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and love, family. Peace and love. Thank you for calling me in to a new live edition of Twin Flame Radio. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fam, we got another special show for you today. We have two wonderful women that are coming on. And
goddesses.
They're going to be talking about their services, the things that they offer. Me and Chris both have witnessed and been a part of some of the activity that they do. And man, let me tell you, it is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But before we go into that, we're going to do like we do every show. Do what we want to do. Talk about what we want to talk about. Cause we can do that because we pay for the show.
Facts.
So fam, my name is Divine Queen and I am here with my enlightened king, Chris. Won't you say a little something to the fam?
Peace, women, love, happiness, soul grease, soul love.
Soul grease?
Yeah, you never had soul grease?
Nah, what's that?
It's kind of like a pomade that brothers used to put on their hair to get the willies back in the day. Yeah, it's called soul grease. It's real thick, and if it's the summertime, it kind of burns. Yeah, but, you know, you got to go through those links if you want them willies. I used to have a 360 back in the day for, you know, yeah. Where you used to rub your fingers through my willies?
I do remember that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I used to feel special.
Yeah.
Used to make me feel special.
I still make you feel special.
You do. You just twirl dreads now.
Yeah.
And
I like the dreads.
I'm about to bring this bald head back though on you in a minute. I know I might not have the smoothest scalp, but you know, I've lived a rough life. My head got character.
Yeah, he definitely has character.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with you on that one.
Let's say that. There's only one cranium like mine.
True.
I've had people tell me they could know me from behind. Like,
yeah, you got one of those heads where it's like, that's Chris.
Yeah.
It's almost like Bert from Bert and Ernie, but you have more shape in the back of your head.
I don't know if I should be mad or disgusted.
I mean,
Bert.
You know, kind of like Bert.
Bert. The peak on my head is a sign of royalty, is what I've been told.
Mm.
And a god told me that.
Mm. Who told you that?
Taught in my dream. I thought he did.
You're so goofy. So, what did we do this week?
Well, you know. We didn't do anything this week.
Why not?
You want me to tell it?
No.
I'm about to say, I ain't scared now.
I ain't not scared. Let's just say you were feeling under the weather.
There we go. I was feeling, I ain't scared. I'm going to tell it.
We don't need people knowing all that. All
right.
You were under the weather.
I was under the weather.
So we didn't do much of anything. We watched a lot of
We did a lot of Netflix and chill.
We saw some good movies. Yeah. We watched some good TV shows too, I believe.
Yeah, we did.
But it was pretty chill weekend.
Yeah. You want me to tell it?
I don't want you to tell it.
Alright.
Keep it to yourself.
Aye.
They don't need to know all of that.
Alright.
5 steps.
Alright.
Yes. Let's see. I put my products out.
Yes, you did. And for those who haven't partaken in your products, your products are the equivalent of a newborn baby scent. I'm telling you, they smell
that.
So good.
Thank you.
I'm not just saying that.
I know you're not.
I'm telling you.
Because you're the type of person that's brutally honest,
yeah.
Even if it means embarrassing me.
Yeah.
So you to say that you really like it means a lot.
I love them. I like the way it makes me feel.
Mm.
I feel sexy. You know what I'm saying? I feel sexy. I feel sexy. I don't know how a man can say that. I feel sexy.
I guess the way you just did.
I feel sexy. Yeah.
I'm glad you feel sexy. I'm glad they make you feel sexy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. For the fam that don't know, I put out my own products. It's called I Am, and it's on my website, iamdesignqueen.com. Check it out. I have everything there from soaps to lotions to oils to bath teas, candles, you name it. I've been busy. I've been super busy. So, and I've, made sure that everything is to the utmost. It's amazing. That's
pristine quality.
It is. It's
you're like a little alchemist. I'll be watching you from afar, like, look how she's doing it. Is she adding real rose petals in that? Yeah. You're like a little alchemist.
I am.
All that's missing is music, like woo. You get your little corner with your herbs and you be doing it, man. You be winning.
Mm-hmm.
I love watching you do your thing, too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So how's Wealth Consciousness coming along?
Wealth Consciousness has come along well. I'm like 110 pages in, and each page is like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Each page is like, I don't know if $20 is going to be enough. Because I'm a great writer.
Facts.
I'm very astute at my craft.
You are.
And if you read it, you're going to be like, you wrote this, Chris Lane? I'm like, yeah. Don't let this thing fool you. I'm a genius.
You're so silly.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, I can't wait for that to drop. That's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and bring our guest on. I do see Micaiah on the line, so I'm going to go ahead and bring her on. And fam, we're going to bring them on, just let them tell you a little bit about what they do, what services they offer, and we'll build from there. So Micaiah, I'm going to go ahead and bring you on, sweetie. Peace, you there?
Peace, I am here.
Hey.
And I have my business partner, Delisha Jennings. She's on here with me as well.
Hey,
okay, great.
Over here.
Peace, sis. How you doing?
Hey, how are you guys? How you doing?
We doing good now.
So let me just thank
you guys first off for
coming on the show.
Yes.
We are really excited about you guys being here.
Yes.
We were down in Tennessee with Micaiah, and she showed us, the website and the products and the services, and we were blown away. So the first thing we said was, when you coming on the show?
When you coming on?
To see you guys here.
And that Reiki treatment? Oh, my goodness. We're going to get into that.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Ooh.
So go ahead and introduce yourselves, guys, and in your company.
All right. Peace, everyone. I am Sister Makaya Luciana, Reiki Master Teacher. And I am a Master Energy Practitioner. Hello?
Oh, we still here. Yeah. We still here. We was waiting for you.
Just waiting for the partner.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to cut her off. My name is Delisa Jennings, and I kind of do a little bit of everything. I don't do Reiki. However, that's Micaiah's thing. But I do intuitive readings. I do tarot readings, oracle. I do dream casting, rituals, clearings of different energies, Akashic or past life readings, candle work. I kind of do a little bit of, everything.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Nice. That's right up my alley. I like that kind of
goodness.
Stuff. So you bring the magic and Micaiah brings the healing.
I like that combo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's like spiritual peanut butter and jelly, but better.
But better.
I don't know if that analogy was good enough.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking about something I love, and I was just thinking, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got to excuse my husband. So tell us a little bit about your business and your website, and give the people the information on how they can locate you.
All right. Well, first of all, I definitely want to thank both of you for inviting us on so that we could talk about our business. Definitely appreciate it. And y'all are definitely doing some great things. And as Chris always says, winning. So it's always great to be amongst other winners. But our business is Kepler Blue Lotus. And you can reach us at keplersbluelotus.com. Also, we do have our own individual pages on Facebook. So you can definitely find Delisha Jennings on Facebook, and then you can find myself, Micaiah Luciana, on Facebook. But as for Kepler's Blue Lotus, it is a spiritually inspired business that encourages and we assist individuals on their spiritual journey. The both of us, we are engaging on our own spiritual journey. And just during that enlightening, that awakening period, you have a lot of questions. You know, there's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of people out there. And you sort of kind of have to, you kind of poke around a little bit and find out what's what. And, give thanks to the Most High and our ancestors for, guiding us in the right direction so that our paths will cross with the right people, who was able to, help us along during that awakening stage. And so through our experiences, we definitely wanted to be able to offer a platform for other people. When people have questions, they're coming into that awakening, and we just want to be able to have that have that platform. Of course, mm-hmm. we are located in North Carolina, and so for this area, of course we're international, but to kind of centralize it, we are here in North Carolina. And, just to let people know, like, hey, we're out here. These are the type of services that we offer. We definitely understand, where you're coming from, what you're going through, because we went through the same thing as well. And that's an overall, an overall description of Kepler's Blue Lotus. And then for those who don't know, Kepler is a Kemetic deity. And you know, he's a sun deity, and Kepha is all about transformation. And and so whenever you go through this, you know, this awakening process, it's definitely a transformation. And then even with the blue lotus flower, you know, with the blue lotus flower, it grows through, you know, like the dark, murky water. And once it emerges, it's a beautiful flower. And so we thought both, you know, those combined is a great description for the awakening process. You know, you're definitely going through a transformation. You know, you have your ups, your downs, your ins and outs. But, you know, with perseverance and dedication, you know, you too will be that beautiful blue lotus flower.
I like that.
I do too.
I love the blue lotus flower too. That's one of my favorites to work with.
Oh, I remember you got me smoking those.
Not getting you smoking. I did say you could smoke it, but I didn't get you smoking it.
Oh, yeah, you did. I had some great dreams though. I loved it.
Yes. It's great tea. It's great tea as well, you know. Good for, you know, the dreams.
You tell me about the tea.
Helps you relax.
You got the tea. You wanted to smoke it.
I didn't hear the tea part.
Anyway, let them talk.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
I think Micaiah, you know, she made some great points. I definitely know for myself coming onto this path, it's very interesting. It could be scary. It's rewarding, but at sometimes it's difficult, especially when we think about the fact a lot of us grew up in Christian-based homes or Baptist or Lutheran or Catholic and things of that nature. So, you know, I spent most of my life in Michigan, but I am originally from North Carolina. So, you know, I know my family was all about the church, and my mom's actually a pastor now in California. So,
oh, wow.
Basically, you know, when you're going against what is the norm to society or your family, a lot of times it could be you could feel very alienated. And it's not because you're doing anything wrong, but it's because you're getting back to your authentic self. So I know for me in the beginning, you know, I had a lot of questions. I was scared. I didn't, you know, I still had that programming. And during those times, you definitely want to have people that you could trust and people who aren't going to, you know, swindle you or trying to get over on you or frighten you. So I think those are very important things. And also just to have somebody there so you're not overwhelmed, because there's so many different things out there, you know, whether it be Wicca or, you know, voodoo or whether it be ISO or whatever. It's very important to learn to stay true to yourself on this path and not be persuaded, you know, because of you know, everything that's going on and because of certain things being a trend. So I just, you know, I think that's something very important. We're both very, very honest with people. For myself, I'm currently in school for psychology. That's the ultimate goal, to be a psychologist. I'll have my first degree at the end of the year. So I talk a lot about mental health and mental wellness as well. You know, and the importance of, you know, being on a spiritual path in bodies, you know, the mind, the body, the soul, and the spirit as well. But it's very important to be mentally, you know, be mentally strong, to be mentally healthy as well, and that will also aid you on your spiritual journey. So, yeah, we kind of do things a little bit different, you know, a little bit different than, you know, some people do. But yeah, the mental health is a big part of also what we do.
That is different. You usually don't hear people talking too much about the the mental healing that has to take place when you are on this journey. And like you said, a lot of us, most of us who are on this journey, who are on this path, have come from a religious background. We grew up in, you know, Christian-based homes or, you know, some kind of strong religious foundation. And so making that transition over into something completely new and different, you know, it can be mind-blowing. It can take some mental healing in order to get to the, you know, to grow on a next step. A lot of people get scared also because you come from a place of always belonging to something, and then you find yourself kind of out on your own. So, yeah, that is different. You don't hear too much about people trying to do the mental healing. You hear the emotional, you hear the, you know, the spiritual aspect as far as involving the divination and the magic and things of that nature. But, yeah, I applaud you, ladies. That's nice. That's nice.
Yeah.
So,
that's something. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, please.
Oh, I just was going to say, I'm very honest with people when they come to me for work. You know, I also let them know, you know, magic does not fix everything. Some things you just don't have to, you know, you just don't have to do. You know what I mean? Some things you aren't going to, there's not a spell for everything. Some things, you know, because we're on this realm, because we're in this dimension, we're on this plane. These avatars go through certain things that are necessary for this physical experience. So some things you're going to have to go through. They're going to hurt. They're going to be necessary for your growth. And even with the alienation, you're going to lose relationships. You're going to lose friends. You're going to lose family members. That's also a part of your ascension, you know? Yeah, you have to be open. You have to be honest with the people that you're helping, and you have to let them know that, you know, growth does hurt. You know, it's not going to always be a beautiful process. And I think a lot of people want a quick fix, and we're not about the quick fix. We're about fixing it right the first time. Your foundation has to be uprooted. Sometimes you might have to destroy part of it. And then you have to go back and you have to, you know, treat that ground, nurture that ground, and then put in a solid foundation and then build the way up. You know, you wouldn't build a brand new $300,000 or $400,000 home on a termite infested foundation. It makes no sense. It's not gonna last.
She said a lot of key words there, didn't she?
Oh yeah.
Avatars, you know, challenges helping you evolve. Mm-hmm. I'm loving it.
Mm-hmm.
Loving it.
So if you ladies could, tell us a little bit about your own spiritual awakening. I like to, you know, one of the things that you said that I thought was really important is that you're really honest and open with people. So one of the things that I like to do myself or whenever we bring guests on the show is just kind of give them a little bit of your own background, because that's where I believe the real bond is formed. Because when you can trust someone and understand where they're coming from and the experiences that they had and that they're not different from you, I think that's really rewarding. So can you guys talk a little bit about your own personal spiritual awakenings?
Sure. I'd be glad to do that. So for me, this started, I'd say, maybe about 4 years ago. And I was a Hebrew Israelite. And I had lived that way for 13 plus years. And but it got to the point where I wasn't being spiritually fed. And I always kept asking a question, you know, there has to be more. There has to be more. There has to be more. You know, I've been doing this for XYZ years, and I feel like I'm in the same place. I feel like I'm stuck. And so started learning, you know, learning about the chakras. I started learning about the crystals. And I even felt, even with learning that type information, I felt more empowered. You know, I felt my strength coming back. And so major obstacles was removed out of my life at that point. And once that obstacle was removed, it was like sky's the limit. The universe is the limit. And I came across, well, actually, Racing came across me. That's how that works. because I was like, what in the world is a Reiki? And, you know, I didn't know what it was. And whenever I got my first taste of Reiki, I was like, whoa, this is what I've been missing. And, but like I said, once that obstacle was removed from my life, you know, I found Reiki. And, you know, I give thanks. I have an awesome Reiki master teacher. And I just learned so much. So, like, for 3 years solid, you know, whatever he offered, I took his classes, you know, just from doing research about different Reiki. I was like, can you do this? Can you do that? And he was like, yeah. I was like, boom, give it to me, give it to me. And so even with the Reiki, that really helped me spiritually. I learned how to cleanse and purify myself spiritually. You know, and within the Hebrew Israelite practice, you know, they say, you know, you observe the Sabbath, you observe the holy days, you have, you know, new moons. You know, there's different things that you have to do from a physical perspective. But when it came down to the actual spiritual practices, it was not there. And the camp that I was associated with, they were messianic. And so, you know, Christ was the example. So, you know, in the scriptures it says, you know, you just, you know, you God's too, and, you know, you can do what I do. And so my question is, well, I need to be doing something now to get me to that point. Because, you know, just going to church every week, that ain't getting me there. So what I need to be doing? And so through Reiki, that question was answered, and even more. And of course, you know, through my path, you know, I came across Tybro.com and the Tybro family, and that was a very supportive group, open-minded spiritual people. The spiritual tools that I gained from that organization has definitely helped me, and it still is helping me. Then I met wonderful people, you know, like the Twin Flames. You know, y'all are awesome, and y'all have definitely been a positive, you know, inspiration, you know, in my walk. You know, just to see other people, you know, they're on their path too, doing what they do. You know, of course, S.L.E. Myers, and you know, just seeing other people, and so that was definitely a big help in regard to that aspect. And then, you know, actually I met Delisha December last year. And I tell you, when I met this sister, it was like, you know, I've known her all my life. And and actually, you know, I've known her for eons. And, you know, so I give thanks for that, and just learning about, you know, the ancestors and, you know, working with the deity. It definitely was a process. Because like I said, coming from the Hebrew Israelite camp, you know, you sure enough better not have no deity, and you sure enough better not have no altar in your house either. And so it took a while for me to get through that programming. To that, it basically is mental bondage. It's mental control. And, you know, and I don't want to discount the Hebrew Israelites, because actually, you know, once I was able to cut away the man-made traditions and truly see the divine within that, I was able to focus on that and build upon that, because there's definitely spirituality, metaphysics within the Holy Bible. And so I was able to take what I needed to take, so that I could evolve. And you know, it's a lot of things within the Bible that I still do now, but now I have a better understanding, because, you know, I've been able to go deeper, you know, with the altars, you know, working with the ancestors, you know, working with the deities, because your deity is an extension of who you are. You know, the human person has 100 and, there is 144 aspects of the self. And this mm-hmm. avatar in this dimension is one of those aspects. So whenever you resonate with a particular deity, that is an aspect of who you are. So mm-hmm. all you're doing is getting to know who you are in another dimension, in another form. And so, like I said, it took me a while to get to that point. However, you know, I give thanks to the Most High for, you know, awakening me, putting that drive in me so that I could, you know, step into my authentic self. Because, you know, it's a lot of people out there, you know, they still plug in. They plugged into the matrix. And so, you know, like I give thanks. I'm so, you know, I'm really appreciative and grateful to be here. And I'm glad that I'm able to share my testimony with other people and, you know, hopefully to inspire them. Because my thing is, instead of talking the talk, you have to walk the walk. So I let my walk be my testimony. I let my walk be my light. I let my walk be the example to people. So they'll know, you look, Micaiah ain't half-stepping, and Micaiah ain't playing no janky games. Point blank, bottom line.
Facts.
All day. All day.
That's how you got to be, though.
Love it.
That's how you got to be, because unfortunately there's a lot of people out there who are playing games. They are, you know, putting on fronts. They're claiming this lifestyle and the things that they can do, and they can't deliver. And you know, so yeah, you got to put yourself out there. You got to be raw with it. It's the best way to be. Delisha, I know you said that you came from a religious background. Your mom is a pastor. You want to talk a little bit about your spiritual awakening?
Sure. I did come from the church. You know, like I said, coming from the South, North Carolina, church was always a part of everything. You know, we were in church probably more than we were at home. Everything was about the church. I, even as a small kid, though, I never really felt I belonged at the church. I always, to me, it was a joke. Like, that sounds so rude, but I never fit in. You know what I mean? It was like I made fun of it. Like, me and my cousins, we would go outside, we would fake, you know, falling out and fake church, and it just was a mess. We would get in trouble for it. But as I got older, I really started to question. You know, it became not so much of a game for me, but I started questioning, like, my mother. You know, like, what, you know, what is this? You know, Jesus this, or if this is like this, or this is like that. I started questioning. And, you know, I'm sure everybody has met a Christian or two. A lot of them don't like to be questioned. If you ask something. And I'm just like, well, if it's this way, why can't I question it, you know? And it was like, you know, this is just the way it is. You need to accept it and you need to go. Well, the older I got, I'm just like, I don't agree with that. I don't believe that. And it's been a little over a year now. Things have, like, supernatural things have always happened to me, whether I, you know, would have a dream about, you know, something happening and then it happened, or whether I would have, like, a deja vu thing, which, you know, you say deja vu, but it's really a vision or you having a glimpse over between the veil. It was different things. I would see spirits, all kind of different things. So it was like the older I got, you know, I've always been drawn to, you know, different things or, you know, magic or the craft and different things like that. But it was always taught to me that it was evil or it was bad. You know, you don't do that. You'll go to hell for doing that. So I was always afraid because I'm like, you know, I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to burn in hell. But then it was just like the more I would read or research or look into certain things, it was like familiar to me. Like it was like it was awakening something in me. And when I was going through that process, I was like, church never felt like this. you know, reading the Bible for me never felt like this. Going to Sunday school never felt like this, you know, but me getting into the knowledge of my people and myself, it feels right. It feels good. I don't feel foreign when I do it. You know, I don't feel like I'm out of place when I do it. And I think the biggest thing for me was my grandmother. She passed when I was probably about 7 or 8. And I never got closer with her. And I was like, I want to talk to her. And I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do this or how this is going to work. And I was sitting in the bathroom, and I had these candles lit, and I had one specific candle for her. And I was sitting there. There was no fan blowing, no air, nothing from anywhere. And I just remember pouring my heart out to her and, like, telling her I was angry. And this candle that I had, like, the candle just started, I mean, it started jumping. It started going crazy. Then it stood still. And I remember talking to the candle, and I said, I said, Mom, if that's you, I said, let me know that's you. And instantly, my mind was taken back to a moment that only her and I, you know, shared. And she knew that that was something that, you know, we had never spoken while she was alive about it. I never got to express to her that I was sorry. But that moment that I regretted forever came right back to my mind. And I instantly felt her presence behind me, and I just bawled like a baby. And I was like, oh, my God, like, this is real. You know, like, this is real. And for me, that was kind of like a turning point where I was like, you know, if this is possible, like, what else is possible? Like, what else have I been excited about, you know? And I just started getting more and more into my craft and just researching and doing things and learning about different energies, learning about myself. Meditation was really, really big for me. Going out into nature, grounding, figuring out my dreams, things like that. Just learning to astral travel. It just was so many different things. So it's kind of like a switch. Once you turn it on, it's not really any turning it off. In the beginning, I was like, well, you know, I just want to take a little bit at a time. And, you know, I just want to work it out the way I want to work it out. And it was like my ancestors were behind me like, no, you head first. And just, like, gave me this push. And so, like, since then, I've just been kind of, everything has been happening really, really fast as far as the gifts and as far as the abilities and as far as me being able to do, you know, things or whatever. It really doesn't go the way you want it to go. That's one thing I tell people. It really doesn't work the way you think it should work or how it should work. It's like once you're on this path, things will start happening, and it'll start showing you more and more of yourself. And you have to be prepared to deal with it. You have to be prepared to deal with it.
Beautiful share.
You know, I love hearing people's spiritual awakenings, because one of the things that you realize is that your story sounds just like my story, you know, and there's a reason for that. You know, we all share the same similarities where we always felt like we were the black sheep of the family. We always knew something wasn't right. Once we came into spirituality, it was like, you know, this new exciting thing that you couldn't turn away from, and you know, your gifts start flourishing and things are going, you know, it's a beautiful thing, because it's a connection. It's a connection that you have with other people that are on this journey with you. And it makes it real in a sense that you know that there's much more to this reality than what we've been sold. You know, there's much more to our connection with each other, you know, our bonding, our sister and brotherhood, you know, knowing that we are one and one is all. And I mean, it's a beautiful thing.
You know, with me, my journey, I started feeling more. I started having compassion for animals and people. Mm-hmm. And I felt as if all my questions were answered, not in the literal sense, but in a feeling sense.
Mm-hmm.
I started feeling like I was connected to things. I started feeling like God. And all my life I felt like I was searching for something, and I finally found the lane that I was searching for.
Yeah, that's exactly what it feels like.
Yeah.
It's like he finally like, okay, so this is what I've been waiting for.
And then you hear other people, like, guests experiencing the same thing. It just reassures you that you're in the right place. I smell a lot more. I'm happy. People think I'm crazy. My family like pretty much disowned me, and all I am is a bundle of love. It's crazy. They crazy.
So before we move on, I want to remind the fam that if you would like to call in, if you have any questions or you just want to say what's up, our phone number here is 619-924-0835. And if you're already on the line, you want to hit number 1, that'll let us know you want to come through, and that's what we'll do. We'll bring you on through. In the meantime, though, I've been looking at your guys' website. And first off, let me say, amazing. I love your website.
Yeah.
It is beautiful for the fam.
Thank you.
Definitely want to check that out. You can look on, if you're on Blog Talk, you can look on the Blog Talk site. I do have it shared there, as well as on the Twin Flame post for this show. And then we'll have the guest share that information again before we leave. But yeah, this site is amazing.
Yeah. I remember when Kai was telling me about the site, and I seen it, I was like, girl, you hiding this site? Man, I was just on there. I was supposed to be getting work done. I'm just on the site. Like, oh my goodness. Well, I got to redo my site. My site, I'm like, hey, I'm Christian Lighten. How you? My site's dope, but it ain't like that.
You know, and that's one of the things that I respect is when people put a lot of time and effort and energy into their services, you know, that just shows that you are selling yourselves on being the real deal. You know, like I said earlier, a lot of people out there who aren't, you know, living up to the hype, and you can kind of see it in your work. But this website is dope.
This is dope.
So I want to talk to you guys a little bit about the services that you offer. While we were in Tennessee, we were at a spiritual retreat, and we were there with our sis, Micaiah, and one of our close friends, our sisters, had a loss while we were down there, and Micaiah was so gracious to offer a Reiki healing session, a group session to all of us there. And it was my first real Reiki session. I've had, like, you know, little things that, you know, you go to the psychic fest and things like that and you kind of see what they do. But, you know, this was like, this was real deal. And you kind of blew us away. We knew you knew some things. We didn't know you was that deep, girl.
Yeah, right. Yeah, man.
So can you tell the fam a little bit about Reiki? What is it? A lot of people don't know what it is. Like me, I was like you. I called it Reiki when I first. I was like, what's Reiki? You know, and I remember I bought a book about it, and I was interested in it and everything. But, you know, I never really pursued it. But I will say that after your session, my interest in it has grown tremendously. So I want to thank you for that. Tell the fam a little bit about what it is and what, you know, what it consists of, so they can kind of get a feel of, you know, if this is something that they, well, they do need it, but let them know they need it.
Well, Reiki itself is the energetic universal life force that flows throughout various centers within the body. And those centers, you know, for one, is like the chakra system. And so it flows through the chakra system. We also have an etheric system. And it's similar to your nervous system. Because, you know, you have, you know, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of nerves. Well, we have an etheric system within ourselves. And so with Reiki, like I said, is the life force, and that energy comes through me because I am a conduit, meaning that, you know, my vessel is being used for this life force energy to move forth to whomever I'm working with. And so what I do is I just call in the various energies, and it goes forth, you know, to that individual. And so when it comes to their Reiki energy, it works on your four-body system. So your four-body system is spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional. And Reiki itself has an intelligence. So, you know, you don't even, as a practitioner, the client doesn't even have to tell me what they need to be worked on. They don't have to tell me because the energy itself already knows. And then, of course, when it comes to dealing with energy, you know, you're definitely dealing with the multidimensional beings when it comes to Reiki. So I work with, you know, various archangels, healing angels, protective angels, you know, ancestors, higher selves, you know, so, you know, I involve all of individual spiritual, their spiritual team, you know, their spiritual legion. And because healing is on so many different levels. And, you know, through my studies and my experience, I have learned that spiritual matters manifest in the flesh. So whenever people are displaying physical ailments, there's something going on spiritually that needs to be addressed. And and of course, in this Western world, you know, it's all about going to the doctor, and they only treat the symptoms because the symptom is what is tangible. With Reiki, it heals what is not tangible. And that's how we get to the root of the matter, because we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And, you know, and to provide some more clarification about when we was at the retreat, because actually what I did for everybody, it wasn't like a full-fledged Reiki session, but it was the flushes. So I activated Aura Flush, Chakra Flush, and intuitively, you know, spirit let me know, go ahead and run this, run that. So I did a removal, an entity removal as well, to help remove low vibrational energies as well. Then, of course, you know, with the tuning forks, is sound healing, and the tuning forks is at a healing frequency. And so I was definitely able to utilize that as well. And so, you know, as, you know, when you activate those energies, it really pulls out that etheric mucus that we no longer need. You know, when we out in the world and from day to day, you know, we pick up stuff from people unknowingly. And so being able to, you know, get these flushes, it's a good form of maintenance for the spiritual self to help flush those etheric mucus out.
Wow.
I like that term, etheric mucus.
I've never heard it described like that.
I've never heard it described like that, but it titillated my frontal lobe just hearing it.
You know, one of the things that's always so silly. One of the things that's always amazed me about Reiki is that, you know, like you said earlier, that you don't have to know where, you know, what the problem is or where the problem is within the body, and that, you know, you do it by just sensing the energy. And I've seen it where Reiki practitioners have, you know, used crystals, or they've used their hands or whatever, and they've been able to locate the area within the person that they were treating that needed to be treated. And I just think that that's amazing. Is it something that you're feeling? Is it like heat, or is it just the energy sense, a throbbing, or anything like that?
Well, you know what? Each individual has different gifts. So depending on which gifts a person has will depend on how, you know, message is relayed to them. Like for me, I have vision. You know, I have the gift of sight. And so what it is, doing a Reiki session, it's like my mind would just go, sometimes my mind would just go places. And so in that, as my mind travels, it's giving me an indication of what's going on. And so I'm able to deal with it at, you know, from that perspective. Another thing is whenever I'm doing Reiki, sometimes I can feel what someone else is feeling. So, because one time I did a session on someone, and then my teeth started hurting. And so at the end of the session, I said, "Are you having a toothache or something?" And I was like, "Well, yeah, you know, it had been hurting for a while, but it kind of stopped." I said, "Well, honey, you need to go to the dentist, get that checked out, you know, do some oil pulling or something, because that stuff don't feel good." So, it just varies. You know, it just varies from person to person. And, and then it's just how, you know, that particular gift comes through at that moment in time, you know, for that person. So, it's all in the hands of, you know, the spiritual team. You know, they will reveal to me what needs to be revealed at that moment in time.
I remember when you were doing our session and you leaned in to a few of the people and you said certain things. And everyone said that everything that you told them was something that they needed to hear.
Oh, that was all spirit right there.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Wow.
That was nice. And you also spoke about something that's really, really, really interesting that I didn't really think about with Reiki, and that is, you know, the flushing and the, you know, the exiting of the etheric mucus. So you said that people will come across, you know, other people or things and, you know, things attached to them or whatever. How often would you say that people need to have Reiki sessions and flushes?
So when it comes for the Reiki, especially if someone has especially if they have like an issue going on, I say 2 to 6 weeks, you know, once a week, depending on, you know, what the situation is. Because when it comes to Reiki, you know, once you apply Reiki and then that person does the work associated with that Reiki, because, you know, like Delisha said earlier, it's not a quick fix. You just can't come in for a Reiki session and be like, "Oh, I'm healed, I'm done, boom." No, because it's all about, there are things that you have done within your lifetime that has gotten you to this point. So with Reiki, it helps you to see who you are and see what needs to be worked on so you can make those eternal changes so that you can move forward and evolve. So, you know, Reiki can help you in that aspect. So you have to do your works, you know, when it comes to Reiki. But generally 2 to 6 weeks, depending on what that situation is. Now, when it comes to, like, the flushes, because the flushes is more, it's energetic. And so when it comes to the flushes, I say, again, it depends on, you know, what type of spiritual maintenance you already do on your own, you know, but at least once a week, because I know myself, you know, I run these energies on myself. You know, I have different ones that I run on me daily. Some I run weekly, some I run monthly, some I run quarterly. Because it's all in, you know, when you get out into the world. And even whenever you just talk to people on the phone, you are exchanging energy with other people. And you can sometimes pick up what they pick up. And so you have to, you know, be able to, you know, cleanse yourself on a continual basis. And that's just what it is.
So you guys are located in North Carolina. How would one do these sessions with you if they're not in the area? Is this something that can also be done over the phone?
Are you referring to the Reiki sessions, if they can be done on, over the phone, or just any type of session that we offer?
Well, for right now, just the Reiki.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Now, Reiki can be done long distance and in person.
Okay, good. I think a lot of people needed to know that. They probably weren't aware of that. Okay.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You had a question that you wanted to ask, Chris?
Yeah, I wanted to ask about the Akashic. I've always been fascinated with that, and I've always wondered, like, what is it that the person given the reading is? Are they seeing something? Are they experiencing what's going on with my past life? And what is the Akashic? I think that it's like a reservoir of information, but I don't know where it's from or where it comes from.
So with the Akashic records or past life readings, as some people know them as, the Akashic records are basically like records from, you know, your from every past life or experience that you've had. We'll put it that way. It's like a library of all of your experiences. So, like I said, you might hear people refer to it as a Akashic chart or either past life reading. So, you know, what one would do if they're having a past life reading or regression, depending, again, on what the individual would want, you would have someone, it could either be done through hypnosis by you being put under and someone hypnotized and pulling you back that way. Or either someone could just do a past life reading. And what I would do, would it would be no different if I did a reading for you in the future. It's just reversed. So what I would do is I would go back and I would look at certain things. I mean, it really just depends on what you want. Let's say, for instance, you have an issue. Like I had a lady a while back who kept having all these different types of issues with her spine and her neck and herniated disc and different things like that. So upon going back into her records, I was able to find out that she actually was she was of royalty. She was actually a priestess. And the pain that was coming through her, through the herniated disc and her neck and all of those issues, was from her wearing heavy headpieces. That was something that, you know, that she brought on from, you know, that past life, and it hadn't been dealt with. And she was like, well, that makes sense. She was like, because I've never had any injury to my spine. I've never had any problems. It's just, you know, this disc in my neck. And, you know, we were able to figure out that it was from her wearing those heavy headpieces. So, but that was something that she needed to know in order to heal in this lifetime and also learn about what it is she needed to know about her past life as well. And she found out some other things in that reading as well. So, you know, a lot of things that happen to us in this life could very well be, you know, from a previous life. So, you know, a lot of times addictions, emotional problems, different things, whether it could be, you know, you continue to find yourself in abusive situations. That could be something pertaining to a past life, where there's been cases where people have been over-nurturing and they're just really, really empathetic and really, really given to the point it's exhausting, and they may go back and find out that they may have been, you know, a caregiver for small children. They may have been a maid. They may have been a family who were servants to people who were royal. It's just different things. It just really depends on what your particular situation is. So, yeah, that's how that whole past life Akashic thing works.
Thanks for that breakdown. I always wonder, but thank you. It's clear. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
No problem. No problem.
All right, ladies, we got a caller on the phone. I'm going to bring them through. Chris, this is your mama.
My mama.
Your mama.
Thanks.
All right, so let me bring Emma on through. Peace, peace. Emma, you on the air?
Hey, peace, peace, family. Great show.
Peace,
I love
peace.
Listening to your guests.
Peace.
And
oh, yeah.
I was at the retreat, but I missed the Reiki. I think I was asleep. I was so mad I missed it.
Oh,
oh, that's right, you did.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to have to call in and get me one of those readings, man, because there's stuff going on with me, and I need to deal with that.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we are here to help and assist the best way that we can.
All right, all right. I'm going to have to get in touch with you. Because I know I talked to Jazz, the medium, and she was saying stuff to me, and I was like, wow, how does she know that? So y'all really got me intrigued. This is a good show.
Thank you.
Okay, that's all I wanted to say, my little 2 cents. You know I'm a professional guest.
Love when we call in. VIP. That's what it means. It's just refreshing to have
okay.
my mom on this journey with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing her grow.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I'm seeing her joy.
Yeah.
I'm seeing her evolve.
Mm-hmm.
Diligent at her altar.
Mm-hmm.
Praying. It's just, she's winning.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah,
truly
I need
a blessing.
To win a little bit more. I need to win a little bit more.
You never have too many.
That's true. That's true.
All right, Emma, thanks for calling in.
Okay, peace, peace, fam.
Peace, peace.
Peace,
peace. All right, Sam, we got one more caller. I'm going to bring them through real quick. I think I know who this is. Caller from the 937-971. Peace, peace. Is this my sis?
Yes. Hey. Thank you.
Hey, Danielle.
Hi. Oh, first of all, I'm so ecstatic for Micaiah and her friend. I'm sorry I didn't get to meet you at SoGlo, but I'm sure I'll get to meet you soon. I'm just want to just be a number one hands on, like, contested, whatever, like, spokesperson for Micaiah. She is very, very gifted in the Reiki. And Reiki is also, I know, is also a gift that I have, which, and she has been so inspirational to me. And kind of help relight that fire underneath me, because I have been sitting on something, and I just can't say enough about Reiki and how much it is needed for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It really helps you on this spiritual journey, because, like you guys already said, it's an ongoing process of purging. You know, we're always clearing out, you know, what we were conditioned to think, you know, what was right and what was wrong. But I just wanted to just kind of put a shout out to all you all, and so proud of you guys. Motivation, and that's all I really wanted to say. Share with y'all. Share my experience. It is something very real and very beneficial.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you, thank you, thank
you.
Thank
you. Really appreciate it.
Yep, the fam heard a live testimony.
Live testimony. Sis herself.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Actually, I'm getting a little emotional because I was the one that she kind of, like, she did come up and whisper something into my ear. It's just all kinds of boo boo bawling. Like, I thought I was over there. I thought I was over this. Clearly not. But it was a very great, grateful heart. Very grateful for your gift.
Yes, but give thanks. And I tell you, when our sales remember everything. You know, in our, you know, we as conscious beings, we're so good at suppressing things. And we'll be like, well, whatever, it's over with, I'm done, bye. And then you think you're moving on. But lo and behold, something happens in life that reminds you that, you didn't deal with this in the how you were supposed to deal with it. And so it comes back. And that's just how things is with life. It will come back until you deal with it in a proper manner.
True.
And so when it comes to Reiki, Reiki gets to that intangible level. It gets to that cellular level to cleanse and purge so you can deal with that emotion, you know, deal with that trauma, you know, deal with what needs to be dealt with so that you truly can evolve.
Mm-hmm. Preach. Thank you. Love you all.
Love you back, Sandra.
Thanks for calling in, Danielle. Peace and love.
Tell my man Solomon, I said, what's good?
Definitely good to hear your voice, Danielle.
I was thinking, like, I wish when I was a young man, like maybe 15 or 16, I could have had like a Reiki session followed up with a past life reading to help me figure out what lane I needed to follow versus try all these lanes. And now that I'm in my 40s, I know what lane I need to be in. I would have loved that cheap code early on. And I just think a lot of people are scared of what's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are just scared to get the answers that they want.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes knowing what you need to do is challenging and you don't want to do it, you know?
Well, you know, we were 15, 5 years ago. We were 15. You know, this kind of stuff wasn't really spoken of. It was
right.
It was taboo. It was spooky. You know, I didn't even know what Reiki was, you know.
Was Reiki even out? I don't think it was.
Yeah, Reiki was out.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
But it's one of those things that's been kept, you know, undercover. You know, the powers that be didn't want people to come into this kind of knowledge. And now that we're in the information age, you know, the people who are younger, you know, bless their souls, they're able to take, you know, full
advantage
of this
kind
of stuff. So, you know, if they don't.
Like, I didn't think I heard about the Akashic Records until I was in my 30s. You know, I had no idea. Past life regression, I was like, what does that mean?
Yeah, we didn't know any of that stuff. I remember we were figuring everything out. We were like nose deep into books and websites and everything. Like, did you know?
Yeah,
I read that too. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was mind blowing.
It was
mind blowing. So, another one of the things that I see that you guys offer on your sites is various readings. And I know you talked about the past life readings, but I also see that you do Oracle and Tarot. I love Oracle, Tarot, intuitive readings. That's my lane too. But one of the things that really struck me as interesting, you don't really see a whole lot of, is the candle wax readings. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So for the candle wax readings, basically, you know, you do, you know, your rituals or, you know, whatever it is you prefer. You could do it yourself, and I can read them, or either, you know, I can perform the ritual, and then I'll read the wax afterwards. So basically, with that, you know, you it's almost like intuitiveness into the wax, so to speak, because you're looking at the wax, you're looking at the way the wax lays, you're looking at the way the wax burns. So when I read wax, I look at the way it burns. I'll take pictures of it through the process of the candle burning so I can go back and look. Sometimes I'll video it, and then I can just kind of look at the different ways it'll burn and then how the candles burn. And, you know, did one side burn differently? How did it pour out? You know, how did the flame go? What was the end result? You could tell a lot of things by the way the candles burn and the way the wax, you know, comes off of the candle and the way it dries and lays. at the ending of the ritual or the burnings as well. But yeah, so it's another form of divination.
It kind of sounds similar to tea leaf readings.
To like what?
To tea readings, where the herbal
tea
leaves
readings?
Are at the bottom. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The way
I've never tried that, but yeah, I'm quite sure. You know, because
yeah,
every type of divination, you know, it's, you know, everything is not for everybody, but
mm-hmm.
in the end, it all has its own unique way of showing you what it is that you need to be shown. You know what I mean? So I think that's
mm-hmm.
what's so cool about it.
Mm-hmm.
I was always into bone reading. I always wanted to. I seen this movie, The Serpent in the Rainbow, years ago, and I was like, I want to read bones.
Oh my
I just thought it was.
Love that movie.
Oh, really? Oh, that's my movie. That's what got
yes.
me into it. That, The Craft,
yes,
all those
The
movies.
Serpent in the Rainbow.
Yeah, a lot
yes.
of people didn't know about
yes.
that movie, but that movie
that
right
movie
there.
That movie was scary, too.
Yeah.
It was scary in
a
fascinating kind of way. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Because it was like,
yes.
that was our first introduction
amazing.
To like voodoo and stuff.
Yeah, voodoo, zombies,
mm-hmm.
all that stuff. Spitting
yes,
people's face.
Yes, decrement.
Yeah, I was like, hey, I could do that. You know
yeah.
what I mean? I was just fascinated by it, though.
Yes.
I was literally fascinated.
Necromancy is very interesting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear that go. I read this book about voodoo, and that stuff still goes on.
Yeah.
It just kept on a low low. You know, they have them out there mm-hmm. tending to the field.
You said voodoo or hoodoo?
Voodoo.
And hoodoo.
Hoodoo,
oh, yeah.
necromancy,
mm-hmm.
all that, yeah.
I mean,
still
yeah,
going
it,
on
it,
today.
It does. And if you think about necromancy is just you know, working and conjuring up the dead.
Mm-hmm.
But when you really break it down, for those of us who deal with working with spirits, that's a form of necromancy. And when you say it to people, they're like, no, but it is, because necromancy
mm-hmm.
is the practice, if you look it up, it's the practice of conjuring or calling upon a spirit
mm-hmm.
who passed over, where the physical body has died, and you're conveying with that spirit. So what do we do when we talk to our ancestors? We're communicating
mm-hmm.
with spirits who have been in a physical form, and that physical form has passed on.
Mm-hmm.
You're calling their spirit forth. So that's a form of necromancy. But when you say it, people look at you like you have three heads. But that is
yeah.
exactly what it is. Or when you're mm-hmm. talking to different deities and gods and goddesses, they were once in a physical form, even though all of them were not. But, you know, a lot of them were. And when you conjure them up, that's what you're performing. You're performing necromancy. And,
mm.
and it's a very real thing. And it's a beautiful thing, you know?
Yes.
But it is a thing. And it's something that we do in this practice. But I think when we put the words on it, a lot of people tend to get caught up in the words. That's
yes.
a big thing. The words are frightening. You know, for you to say, oh, I talk to my ancestors, you know, all the time. I talk to my grandmother and my mother and my uncle and such and such and such. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, that's cool. I sit at my altar and talk to them too. But when you say to somebody, hey, you know, I just got done performing necromancy, they're like, oh, my God, you know, she's a devil worshiper. But it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's just that, mm-hmm. that wording and that box that we've been placed in. You know, even with voodoo or hoodoo or whatever, you know, it's all almost the same if you look at the origin. And that's another reason why people are, you know, they may ask, well, do you practice IFA? Are you, you know, a voodoo priestess? Are you into hoodoo? Are you Wiccan? No, I'm just me. And I'm going to use whatever I choose to use. Because if I'm going to put myself in a box, I might as well go back to the church. So I
exactly.
use what I want to use, and I just pay respect to the energy that I partner with, because I don't work for them. They don't work for me. This is a partnership. okay? Mm-hmm. This is a partnership. We work together. So I make that clear before I do my work. You know, you don't own me. I don't own you. This is a partnership. This is what I expect from you. And, okay, let me know what you expect from me, and then we're going to either agree that this is what we're going to do, or we're going to, you know, agree to disagree. You go your way, I go mine. No hard feelings. But I work with who I want to work with, and I don't need an initiation for that. And I think some people get offended because they're like, oh, if you want to work with the Oratio, or you want to work with, you know, the Baron or Bridget or this one or that one, you need to be initiated. No, I don't. I don't need to go through you to be able to go through source or to go through energy that I want to work with. I can go to them myself because I am source. If source created me and everything comes from the source, that means I'm source too because source lives within me. So why do I need permission to go to the thing for the energy that created me? That's crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to pay you to do that. Mm-mm. No, and that goes back to people being new and getting railroaded.
You touched on something that was very important, and no disrespect to people who only practice certain things, who are only Wiccan, who are only that's your thing, whatever. But I agree with you. I think that, you know, when you put yourself into just one category, all you've done is transferred. You've taken the name tag of religion off of one box and you stamped it with something new. Mm. You've put yourself back into another box. And when you can truly just tap into different, you know, energy and different sources and practices, and, you know, that's when you really are taking control of being a source. You know, that's when you really are coming into your power. You're not allowing someone to do the work for you. You're doing the work yourself. You're not looking for someone for confirmation. You're not looking to pay someone to tell you what you need to do. You ask the spirit yourself and you wait for the answer. So, mad respect for that.
I got
a question for you both. I've been doing some research on monatomic gold and how it like enhances all your natural abilities and your psychic abilities. Do you take anything to help enhance what you already have, or did it just come to you guys naturally? I know through meditation that helped bring out a lot of my gifts, and I was just wondering what maybe you guys have done to enhance your abilities.
Honestly, nothing for me. What about you, Micaiah?
That's real. I want abilities so bad. I'm willing to cheat.
I mean nothing. Like, it's either kind of like you have it or you don't. You know what I mean? It's not like a weave or like a pair of shoes or a new car. You pay somebody to upgrade you. You know what I mean? It doesn't work that way. It's not, you know, something you just, you know, you go to Sprint and you say, oh, I want the iPhone 10, and here, take my 6 and give me the 10, and I'm going to just upgrade. It doesn't work that way. And for people who think it does, those are the people who get slapped back down real quick because they're not doing it for the right thing. And that's something that I tell people too. This is not a trend. This is a lifestyle. Like, we live, we breathe, we eat this. This is not like, you know, you jumping from, oh, I want to be a vegan to a meat eater to a pescatarian. It's not a trend. It's not that. You know, it's not you see it on Facebook and you want to do it. That's how you get yourself hurt. And that's how you end up places that you don't want to be. Because you're doing something that you don't need to do. And that's something I'm very honest with people about as well. If it's not for you, if you're not doing it for the right intent, please don't mess with it. Don't play with it.
I heard that.
Just don't.
Just don't.
You know, it's one thing to be comfortable with having different energies in your house and you getting different downloads and you getting woke up in the middle of the night and you know why, because
you did this or you conjured that or you working on this or you working on that. But for you to be playing with it and you to wake up and you see some 7-8 foot being standing over top of your bed and, you know, the eyes look like it's glowing. The eyes look like it's glowing and it's levitating or, you know, you wake up or you think you wake up and you look over to the side and you can see yourself laying in the bed and something else is over top of you putting downloads into you. It's not a game. You know what I mean? It's not a game.
Oh,
it's been so many times where I've texted Micaiah in the middle of the night and been like, oh, my gosh, you know, something is in my room or I can't, you know, I can't sleep or, you know, this is here, that's here, or whatever. And she's like, well, what do you notice, this, that, whatever, because I had a type of relationship with her because unbeknownst to a lot of people, Micaiah has been with me from the beginning of creation. Micaiah is my big sister, not just in a play way, but she has been with me for millions and millions of years since the beginning of the universe. And, you know, when she was talking about our bond and things like that, that's very, very true. Like, I have siblings who are blood siblings, but Micaiah is she's my original sibling. So, you know,
OG.
She didn't even know. Yeah, she didn't even know. You know, she'd be like, is something wrong? What's wrong? You know, what's going on? Are you okay? You know, what's going on? And I'm like, no, you know, the Lakshmi's in my room, or, you know, the Baron. I remember the first time the Baron showed up, and I was lucid dreaming, and I lost my damn mind, y'all. Like, he kept popping up, and you know, sometimes when entities want to work with you, they'll keep popping up, and I'm like, no, I'm not messing with you. I'm not dealing with you. I know how you do. You ain't for no games. I'm not doing that. Not about that life. I'm not messing with you. And he was kind of like, you know, calm down, little girl. It's some stuff I want to show you. And I was like, but no. And then he was like, little girl, like, it's some stuff I need to show you. And actually, in embracing him, he made me comfortable with working with dark energy. And that was something that I needed to be comfortable with. Because in this path, people tend to think that there's only light energy or you can only be a light worker. No. You come from the dark. Everything comes from the dark. Everything comes from primordial energy. So if you come from something, how can you run from something if that is you?
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
It's real.
Mm-hmm. And you have to be willing to embrace it. And so when you think of dark energy or working with dark energy or primordial, people automatically assume you're the devil, you're a devil worship, you satanic. No, dark matter makes up over 90-some% of the universe. So if it makes up over 90-some% of the universe, where do you think you came from?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where do you think you were created at? So
mm-hmm.
with that being said, you need to embrace what you are.
Exactly. Exactly.
So.
You look goofy.
That
you
makes
know, that
so much sense. Cause I.
Go ahead, Micaiah.
No, I was just saying that definitely makes a lot of sense because I remember I used to be scared of the dark, and especially in my dreams. And it's like, and it was always a similar reoccurring dream. And, you know, I'll be somewhere and it'd be well lit, you know, it'd be on and popping. And all of a sudden, it was like darkness was just before me. And because I couldn't see what was in front of me, I would never walk in it. I would always back up, turn around, and go in the other direction. And so, you know, as I continued to grow and evolve, I wound up having this dream. And, you know, I had to walk through a dark doorway. And I said, you know what? I'm going in. And it's like I was... So when I walked through, you know, it was dark. But as soon as I walked through the darkness, it was light on the other side, showing me another way in the direction I need to go to. And I said, man, I've been scared for nothing.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for sharing
And it's all because how it's all because how society has basically programmed us to think that the darkness is evil, the darkness is bad. And it's
that's
not
what I was just about
because
to
whenever,
yep.
whenever, even with the womb, whenever you know you go through that incubation period, you're in the darkness. Even whenever you read in the scriptures, it tells you the beginning of the day is that sundown. When the sun goes down, that's the beginning. The beginning of a month is that the new moon is whenever the moon is at its dark stage. That is the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right. Say that.
Yay, yay.
I like that. I never heard that before.
That's exactly what the point I was going to make is that, you know, we're taught at a very early age as children to be afraid of the dark, to stay away from the dark, to, you know, I remember for the longest I used to sleep with a light on or with the TV on or, you know, I had to have, I did not want to be in the dark. And, you know, when I was younger, when I was a kid, I used to see figures and shadows and things in the dark. And so that was part of the reason why I was always scared of it. And it wasn't until, you know, I was like in my 20s that I was like, all right, I'm over this. I'm a grown person. I'm going to start, you know, being in the dark. And I started learning to embrace the dark. And now it's like I love being in the dark. You know, the dark is where I get, you know, that's when the, it's most quiet. That's when I get my downloads. That's when, you know, I feel, you know, my power, you know, really at its heightened is when I'm in the dark.
And me being in the dark with you, though?
No.
Oh, okay.
You being in the dark with me doesn't help at all.
I definitely agree with what you said, though. My meditation is nothing better than, like, running a spiritual bath and going into the bathroom and like turning your cell phone on and covering it up with a towel and just playing like some drum music, or you know, sometimes I'll sit in there with nothing and just listen to nothing, or sometimes I'll play the different drum music or different binaural beats or things like that, or the healing bowls, the Tibetan singing bowls. And I mean, it's amazing. And you get some of the deepest downloads and healing in the dark.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It really, really is. Well, Sam, I want to thank you both so much for being on.
Oh,
this
yes.
has been fun. It's been enlightening.
Yes.
It's been great. Can you tell the fam once again how they can find you guys, your website address, and if you want to talk a little bit about the services that you offer again, just so that everyone's familiar with it, that would be great.
All right. Go ahead.
Of course, you can definitely find us at Kepler's Blue Lotus, and how do you spell that? So Kepler's Blue Lotus is KHEPERSBLUELOTUS. So KeplersBlueLotus.com. You can definitely contact us there. Go to the contact page, and we have a form where you can send us an email. We do have a phone number up there as well, so you can contact us those ways. We do have a YouTube page, and so we're going to begin, you know, uploading more information, you know, just different experiences and just different things within, you know, the metaphysical world. You can reach us on Facebook, you know, Luciana, Makaya Luciana, and then we have, I'm sorry, my brain is, we got Delisha Jennings on Facebook as well, and you can also find us on Instagram. So those are the ways that you can contact us. As for our services, you know, we have various energetics, you know, ranging from Reiki. And then the Reiki that I offer is not just Usui Reiki. I have DNA healing Reiki, Shungite Reiki, Kundalini Reiki. So I have different Reiki systems that I utilize. Then we have different flushes, aura flush, chakra flush, chakra repair, empowerment, and then the various readings that we offer. You know, we have different, candle works, rituals, tarot cards, oracle cards, intuitive readings, and much, much more. So we also have webinars where, you know, we teach Reiki classes as well, entity removals as needed. So we definitely welcome you all to contact us at keflersbluelotus.com for your metaphysical and spiritual evolution.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Winning.
Winning all day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, thank you again, Sam.
Thank
it
you.
Has been wonderful. I look forward to hearing more about your adventures and your growth, and hopefully we can have you guys back on the show. We can do this again because this was a lot.
Oh,
fun.
My goodness, yes.
Oh, we would love it. I really do appreciate it. It was definitely fun and very enlightening, and, you know, thanks to everyone who called in, everyone who was listening, and, blessings to everyone.
Yes, and thank you guys for having us. This is such an honor.
Thanks.
You know, just thank you. Thank you. You guys are very, very hospitable and welcoming, and the energy is really, really amazing. So thank you again for the opportunity and just letting us share who we are and what we do.
No problem. We appreciate it. Thank
you.
Peace and love, Sam.
Peace and love.
All right, Sam, so we are out of time. We're actually over on time, but that's okay because it was a good show. And when it's
great
a good
show,
they run over, so
yeah.
That happens.
Oh, my God.
So what are we talking about next week?
I don't know yet. I'm still stuck on today's show. I got some things to look up, and I'm going to be on their site all night. Like, what? I'm about to get me a service.
I know, right?
I'm about to get me something.
Yes, Val. So don't forget to check out Kepler's Blue Lotus. That information, if you did not catch it, is on the Twin Flame banner and also on the Facebook banner under Twin Flame Radio. And if you would like to reach out to me or Chris Enlighten, you can find us on Facebook. I am under Divine Queen. You can also find my group, I Am Divine.
Mm-hmm.
And you are?
Under Chris Enlighten, the C-H-R-I-S, last name Enlightened. I can also be subscribed to my YouTube page. It's called The T-H-E-E Enlightened Journey. I'm giving a bunch of jewels out there. Again, The Enlightened Journey, three words. You go out to YouTube, pick up my book, Poverty Consciousness, my best-selling book, Poverty Consciousness. You can also check out my first book, which is nothing but jewels, The Enlightened Taught. And I can also be released on Wednesdays on my, I call it the Brother Station, The Powers That Be. That's blogtalkradio.com/thepowersthatsee. So, I don't know why I said powers that be, but the powers that see.
You don't even know what your power is.
I see.
All right, Sam. So, if you would like to book any services with me, I also do readings, consultations, and I have products on my website. It is IamDivineQueen.com. So, Sam, we are out. We're going to end this show. It has been live. It has been fun. It has definitely been enlightening.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Divine Queen.
And I'm Chris Enlightened.
And we are sending you out with peace and love.
Winner.